Now move forward here to cross country. The cross country team was had a pretty good weekend last weekend at the Greeley County Invitational there. They're battling with the defending state champions and number one team right now, and both the boys and girls 2A Stanton County, and the boys ended up winning it. Girls got second, but it's still great efforts nonetheless there. And unfortunately, they won't be able to get to Hugoton this weekend because of a cancellation there. And we're joined here with Coach Joey Meyer. Well, Coach, second meet out, first Saturday meet of the year, running in the morning. How'd you feel like your kids ran on Saturday down at or over at Tribune?
They looked good. We were a little sore going in on it. We had some 400s that week. We kind of used Saturday as like a practice meet, but they came out and competed. We had a few boys tweaked up, and they fought through it and stayed in their position at the end of the race and showed their heart that they wanted to be there, even if they're a little tweaked up. The girls were right there with Stanton County, and they looked really good. They had three girls in the top three for Stanton County, and then we had three right behind them. And our boys, our top five, were in the top 15, and that ended up making us win because we had our top five up there. And Lakin and Stanton County had their fourth and fifth runners a little farther back. So it shows our top five is very important. They are right there at the thick of the end.
Well, it's got to be pretty promising, too, that you're able to get those your top three or four right in that top 10, especially because that's big, especially in some of these smaller meets, and that'll be vital as you do go on to some of the bigger meets here down the road.
Yeah, and that's I've been looking at times for all of the 3A, and they have their top three right there, but I think we have more of a core of a top five for both boys and girls. That five group is right there, and that comes crucial by the end of the season, having those five runners pushing the end.
Do you see some of your runners maybe make a pretty good improvement from last week to this past time, I guess?
Our times didn't show it. We were 10, 15 seconds off our PRs from the week before, but Tribune's a different course. It's a lot of gradual hills up and down. It's never really flat, so it's kind of hard on some runners, but I saw a lot of fight, and this was a bigger meet. There's a lot more teams, and the girls really pushed to the end, and they had more of a kicks this week, which was good to see than the week before.
You mentioned about you guys were probably a little tired there Saturday, and the way you guys were able to finish, does that show signs of how special these teams can be once you get into crunch time this fall?
Yes, I've seen a lot of improvement in our speed. From the first week to the second week, we had a lot more kicks and a lot more kids passing other kids on at the end, and we had a few of our runners get past the end as well, but hopefully that changes in the next few weeks, and hopefully we're ready to go.
How close do you feel that you are to seeing some pretty good strides, maybe time-wise?
I think our girls are ready just to explode. Claire's finally feeling healthy, and she got up there and pushed the two freshman girls at the meet, and it was awesome to see. She ended up edging them at the end, and it's awesome to see Claire healthy, and when we get Megan up with her with those three, I think those four will do amazing things.
Well, now you have a little bit of a change to your schedule. You're scheduled to go to Hugoton this weekend. Unfortunately, some circumstances there. They're unable to have their meet there. But it's going to be a little bit of a different race for your team here this weekend.
Yeah, we gotta keep them focused and wanting to practice this week, knowing there's no goal at the end of the week for a meet. So we're pushing them pretty hard at some track workouts. We went to the lake on Monday and did some hills. And Saturday we're going to be at the lake doing our first 60-minute run, so that'll be good. And also we found out today we're going to Wamego for 3A because they split it up, so we're not going to Lawrence this year. So it'll be good to kind of prep for that as well, something different.
Absolutely. I mean, were you able to run there at Wamego when you were in high school?
I never did, but so the seniors this year, they ran at Wamego their freshman year.
Okay.
So that's our experience, and I think it was 2 years after me, or the year after me, they went to 4A.
Okay. All right. I couldn't remember, so I didn't know if you were able to have that there or not. So that's a good, pretty good course still, though.
Yes, for sure.
And it should be fun when there, and hopefully we're able to make things work out that way. And once again, it is Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks, as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you once again next time here.
Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it.
All right, once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll have our first guest joining up here. She had a really good start to her season last weekend there at Greeley County in the junior. Claire Hawkins, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. And how fun was it? How great was it to be back out there on the course running last week?
It was awesome. After, like, not running for a year and, like, doing so well, it was awesome.
How tough has it been trying to, you know, get back into that cross-country shape?
It's been pretty hard, like, with my lungs, getting the right medicine and stuff. I had to be patient with it.
How tough is it to be patient with all that?
It's pretty tough, like, not being able to breathe when you're running a 5K.
Yeah.
It's been work.
Yeah, but did maybe last week your time and everything, that maybe exceed your expectations?
It really did. I went into it thinking I was going to walk, but then I got done and, like, I'd passed a bunch of people, and it was really cool.
Did it feel like, all right, I've got this again, I'm ready to go next time?
Yeah, it did. It was a big confidence booster.
It is, but it isn't foreign there because you kind of had the year off with running, didn't have the track season. But as you look ahead here to this season here and even probably Saturday morning 60-minute run, what's something that you're looking to continue to do to make strides on?
I really need to keep working on my breathing, like being able to not be out of breath when I'm on a 60-minute run. It'll be tough. But
do you feel like you had a pretty good pace on Saturday?
I think so. I could have gone faster, but towards the end, I kicked it in.
Well, there you go. It's how you finish, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job there last week there. Good luck to you coming up here with the rest of your races here.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, Junior Claire Hawk is joining us here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. We'll bring up our next guest, and it'll be sophomore Anthony Wolf joining us here as he makes the or takes the microphone here. How you doing this evening?
Pretty good, and you?
Doing all right, thank you. You've had a pretty good start to the year. How do you feel like you've done overall?
Well, Tribune was a little rough, but I'm hoping to make that up in Stanton County.
All right. Well, yeah, that'll be coming up here next week here. But what maybe made things a little difficult for you last Saturday over at Tribune?
Well, I have a strained IT band, so if I don't stretch it enough, it really acts up, and I didn't stretch it enough on Saturday.
Now, you, of course, had a little practice with cooler weather last week there. Did the cold weather maybe, were you trying to still make that adjustment as well last Saturday?
The cold weather, it wasn't really a shock to me. It honestly kept me cool and didn't sweat very much.
Yeah, but considering everything, were you pretty happy with your time?
Yeah, I was pretty happy.
This, of course, second year with high school. Do you feel like things are getting a little easy? I mean, from last year to this year, maybe the nerves going down a little easier in that aspect for you?
Yeah, I definitely don't have the nerves I had freshman year because I have experience on these courses now.
Yeah, so I know, of course, unfortunately no meet Saturday, but are you looking forward to a little kind of intra-squad meet there with that 60-minute run?
Yeah, I think that'll be really good, just that 60 minutes, it'll really help me focus on my breathing and just pacing and stuff.
What's a goal, maybe time-wise, that you'd have here as you move on toward the end of the season?
My time is 17:30 is my goal.
All right. Well, hopefully you're able to get that here as you move on this season here. You a hot or cold weather runner?
I don't really like it too cold, but I kind of like it chilly.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's too cold, it makes you run faster to get done to warm up, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks again, Anthony, for joining me here. Good luck to coming up to you here throughout the season.
Thank you.